North Dakota's number one tourist destination, Medora, North Dakota. Not to make you jealous, just to invite you to come experience everything that is so great about the Badlands in western North Dakota. With Steve Bockett, I'm Scott Hennen. This is the program we call What's on Your Mind. We are going to be joined later this hour by a couple of cast members from the Medora musical that's at an all-new time, 7:30 now. So a lot of our audience in the West. Right.
Of course, you don't come to the musical without going to the Pitchfork Fondue. So just think of it this way. Everything got slid up an hour.
True.
So the Pitchfork Fondue's earlier. The musical's a little bit earlier. The cowboy meal's a little bit earlier. Everything is a little earlier. It's an hour earlier, which everybody's happy about. It's great for time constraints. If you're doing a little traveling, you get here a little earlier. You get out of here a little earlier. The other side of that is, don't forget, 7:30 for the musical, but if you've got family, you've got kids, they've got the kids' performance that leads into the musical, and you don't want to miss that, because that is an opportunity, just like your daughter gets wrapped up. They're part of the show.
They love it. They do.
They're just part of the show.
And, by the way, there's a lot of new North Dakotans these days with all the things that are happening in our booming economy. And so if you are new to North Dakota, boy, this is a way to really live and breathe some great North Dakota history. Come on down. Randy Hotzenbühler was telling us earlier, the president of the foundation, that their numbers are up, and they really believe it's because there's just more people here. But there's a lot of North Dakotans that haven't been here. And now with that earlier time, by the way, a lot of folks in the West, you know, you can take in the show and come back home. You know,
and you forget about what's in your own backyard. You really do. And this is something you need to go see. If you're going to come out golfing for a day, go hit Bully Pulpit. If you're going to go to one of the other events, the Family Fun Center, you know, that's the nice thing. It's like you can run out here with the family for an afternoon, spend a day at the Family Fun Center. That's just a great family time. You're not going to beat it.
Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann is going to join us. She is concerned about the Senate-passed immigration reform and wants to stop it in the House. We'll have our audience in the exact same spot as she is. And so we're going to talk about that with her. We also have two cast members that will join us. And in the meantime, your calls, questions, and comments, welcome at 800-228-0550. Steve thinks it's
nuts. I want to pin her down a little bit on the farm bill as well. I want to get her take on that, because they're starting to get a little bit of a groundswell about separating the farm bill from the nutrition programs. I want to get her take on that also.
She's a no vote on the farm bill, and so obviously in a different position than Congressman Kevin Cramer of North Dakota and Kristi Noem of South Dakota, who've been very forceful in argument, taking on the Republican leadership to say, hey, let's not use the Democrats as an excuse, pass this dang bill. So anyway, farm bill as well, we'll touch on that. We've been talking about the obesity fight, and a new study suggesting we ought to tax foods that are high in calories to prevent more people from eating them. And there's also a push now to get junk food out of vending machines at schools. All of these ideas seem nuts to Steve and I, and we're welcoming your
opinion.
Get
off the couch and quit buying your kids video games, period.
We're the problem.
Take them hiking to Medora. Take them horseback riding Medora. You know, a family fun day out on the giant water slide? There you go. Exercise all day long.
You know, blaming food for obesity is sort of like blaming the gun for crime, right?
Exactly.
And it's the very same analogy, and they're really pushing this. And by the way, if there is anybody in the sound of our voice here in the Northern Plains on 550 KFIRE and KCJB 910 and Minot, AM 1100, the Flag Fargo, AM 1090 in the Bakken, and KLTC Dickinson, that is part of this group of folks that says, I want a law that limits the size of soft drinks and other sugary beverages being served in restaurants to more than 16 ounces, because a poll nationally says 69 to 30 people are against this. Who's the 30?
Yeah.
They're the crazy ones.
You know, I want to go back to John's comment, and we want to hear your comments. What's on your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Am I nuts or am I normal? I want to go back to John's comments, though, before we hit the break and we had our last guest. It's not necessarily about the way it's set up. You look at the body mass indexes, the way the government does it, and that's what they scale everybody on whether you're overweight, you're obese. Those are the standards. And I don't think that's a fair indicator, because somebody that's 6'1" or 6'2", guess what? You're off the chart. You can have 4% body fat, and you could be considered obese. And I think the percent body fat is a better way to indicate that. But I think the whole BMI system is out of whack, because if you're taller, guess what? you're going to be obese because you don't fall into the parameters.
One other normal or nuts question. Some folks think I'm nuts, but I think the State Historical Society would do well to put some dollars in purchasing the Lawrence Welk Boyhood Home. They're going to be debating that on July 12th. They're looking for input. One legislator, Joe Miller, a Republican from Park River, said, hey, I'm a Welk fan, but the state should not be footing the bill for his birthplace. It's less money we could put towards tax relief, roads, or whatever. Says it's a bad idea. What do you think? Let us know. 800.
Historical Society should raise the money privately and do it. That's the job of the Historical Society.
I would imagine there's some taxpayer funds in this, though. But I think if we have a State Historical Society, you know, this is history. And I think one of the prouder bits of history in North Dakota.
Tell me, sitting in history today in Medora.
800-228-0550. Jamie Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Tell us.
I got a couple things. First thing is high-calorie tax deal. What that's going to do is just hurt poor people because most cheaper food is high calorie, and then they're not going to be able to afford more food, and then we're going to get stuck paying more taxes for welfare to help these people out. So I think that's a ridiculous idea. People should just, you know.
I agree with you 100%, Jamie.
Right?
What are you going to do? You're going to buy a steak or are you going to buy pasta? You could feed the family with pasta.
Yeah, a cheap bag of chips or a bunch of broccoli. I mean, and then they're trying to get kids to eat different stuff in school to take vending machines. Oh, I can say for a fact that when I was in school, if somebody had told me and sent me down and said, you're going to eat this bag of carrots, and I just said, like heck, I will, and then just go to waste because I wouldn't eat it because I didn't want carrots.
Right. And, imagine in high school, right? I mean, if you don't buy a vending machine, you just go down to a convenience store and buy it. I mean, it's the same thing like you say on soda pop. Okay, well, the restaurant can't serve me anything more than 12 ounces. Fine, I'll go, buy three cans from a pop machine. It's just crazy.
I mean, it's somebody not thinking. Gabby Gifford, you guys got to say when she's coming. Did you say she's coming to Mandan, Steve?
Yep, she'll be in Mandan on the 3rd.
Wednesday?
In the morning.
At the rodeo.
At the rodeo. And she will be at in Fargo later that day, but we don't have the time or the location on that one yet.
Gun shop is all I know
in
the afternoon.
My boss is a gun nut, so I'm pretty sure he'll let me off work. I think I'm going to go over there.
She's always
screaming about his more background checks because Loeffner shot her. Well, guess what? Jared Lee Loeffner never had a criminal record or a medical record. He was never adjudicated mentally deficient, so no matter what kind of background check the guy would have taken.
It's not a gun issue, it's a mental health issue. It's a mental health issue, Jamie.
I do welcome her, though. I mean, I don't agree with her, and I hope folks respectfully disagree with her.
And I'd like to have that conversation. You know, we've invited her.
Appreciate the call.
I'm going to be respectful if I'm there, I can tell you that, because I can't stand people like her coming up there pushing that.
Well, if you call in that day, if we have her on, Jamie, you will be respectful, right?
Down when she's talking
right.
Is what I'm doing
right.
With you.
Can't we disagree with people and be respectful, though? Seriously, Jamie? I mean, you don't have to.
I'm not going to throw any F-bombs out at her or scream over the top of her, but I'm going to tell her how flat she is with her background garbage. And just she got shot in the head. I wish she wouldn't have, but I'm going to say that doesn't mean people got to feel sorry and get rid of our rights because she got shot in the head. It had nothing to do with me or any gun I owned or background checks.
Thanks for calling, Jamie. Appreciate you listening. Karen Fargo wants to ask us about Medora. What's your question about Medora, Karen?
Okay. Let's say I'm a family of four coming from the Fargo area. I would love to stay in, or we would love to stay in Bismarck, Mandan, or Dickinson, or somewhere like that, in order to be at Medora for a few days. Now, where exactly would I stay?
In Medora, you mean?
Yeah, I mean... An hour away, like.
What do you want to? Do you want to stay in Medora or near Medora?
You can stay right here in Medora. There's plenty of accommodations actually in Medora if that's what you're asking.
Well, how about if what I'd like to do is stay in Bismarck or Dickinson?
Well, they're fine too. I mean,
plenty of hotels.
There is. Dickinson's really added a lot of hotels with the oil boom going on there. A ton. So there's plenty of places there to stay, and same with Bismarck, Mandan, for that matter. I'm a big fan of the Expressway Inn and Suites
huge.
My home away from home during the entire legislative session this year. So when I'm in Bismarck, I stay at the Expressway Inn and Suites, great spot.
See,
but
Bismarck is the capital of the state, and I could look at the Heritage Museum and all kinds of places.
There you go. Make a tour de North Dakota history. Great idea.
Lodging is not a problem, Karen. Lodging is getting better, especially out west when you start looking at the Dickinsons and the Bismarcks. If there's If there's an event going on, you might be a little thin, but if you book ahead of time, you're going to be just fine. You can stay pretty much any city you want
to
stay in.
But if it's your first trip to Medora, I'd live and breathe Medora at least one night.
Stay in Medora.
One night at least. And, you know, the accommodations are... we're at the Badlands Motel.
Yeah, Badlands Motel is awesome. The Rough Rider Hotel, if you want a five-star hotel, they've got it here as well. So
appreciate the call.
You mean I could stay in Minot?
Yeah, there's hotels available in Minot.
Well, Minot, but I mean, if you're coming to Medora, that's a little bit out of your way, obviously. Yeah. But I would say you could stay in Medora for sure. Appreciate the call. Thanks. Let's see. Do we have time for John? I don't think we do. John calling from the Bakken wants to talk about vending machines. We'll do that when we come back. Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann voting now, but going to check in with us. Some cast members from the Medora musical, which is at an all-new time. And by the way, for Karen and anybody, if you're looking for accommodations here, if you're looking for tickets for the musical, anything, one number, 800-MEDORA-1, 800-MEDORA-1, or online at Medora.com. With Steve Bakken, I'm Scott Henn, and more coming up. Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Edgewood Vista will soon have 3 locations in Bismarck Mandan. The newest Edgewood Assisted Living Building will be completed this fall at the end of McKenzie Drive in Southeast Mandan. Edgewood Vista Mandan will have 72 apartments for rent where residents can get meals, housekeeping, and personal care provided. Contact Edgewood at 751-5300 for more information. That's 751-5300 or visit edgewoodseniorliving.com.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman.
And I am Kim here at Zimmerman's Furniture. Come in and celebrate our 18th anniversary with us.
This is big. We have instant rebates up to $1,000.
And no interest up to 12 months.
Oh, by the way, these balloons are worth a lot.
Let's pop a few and see what you get.
And remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money. At Zimmerman's.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Thank you.
What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Once again, this is What's on Your Mind. And going back to Karen's question, you know, if you're going to come to Medora and want to spend some time in Medora, you know, plan on spending at least 2 days in Medora, because I think you could fill up all your time quite nicely. And plenty of places to stay. If you're looking for a five-star hotel, the Rough Rider Hotel is the place. Of course, they've got Theodore's, which is a great restaurant here as well. The Badlands Motel, which I always like staying at. The Bunkhouse is great, too.
That's the most economical.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. The Bunkhouse is really a great place for to bring the whole family. And also the American. That's not one of the Medora properties with the Theodore Roosevelt Foundation. But, you know, it's also another great option. So, you know, you should really plan on staying in Medora if you're going to spend some time in Medora. Because, you know, going back to Karen's question, I don't think you realize all the things that you can do in Medora, because you can fill up an entire day. I'm going golfing this afternoon, and there's so many other things to see and do that just it is time-consuming, and it will take much more time than you can really think and really plan on. Let's go back to the phones.
John in the Bakken want to talk about vending machines. Go ahead,
Hello.
John. You're up.
Thank you for taking my call. I just had a question in regards to the vending machine. I have to chuckle because every kid out there is going to be the next entrepreneur bringing contraband into the school, and then they're going to have to lock down the school. Then they're going to have to chain the doors. Then they're going to have to bring, you know, chip-sniffing dogs that'll hunt them down and you know, suspend them for selling contraband in the school.
So, that sounds like something I would have come up with in high school. Oh, really? I got chips.
Exactly. I'll sell them to you.
$2. $2 for a little bag.
Who thinks of this stuff, though?
Oh, I do.
So who thinks of this, John? I mean, who thinks that somehow, you know, we won't put unhealthy snacks in vending machines, and then, you know, everybody will be healthy, and obesity will be less of a problem. Isn't that crazy?
Well, it's usually the kids that have the money are going to be the ones eating the junk. It's not, you know, the poor ones, like the gentleman said earlier, it's the poorer ones that are going to suffer because they can't afford that. I mean, they put an apple in there and whatever, and it's going to rot in there before somebody eats it.
Thanks for the phone call, John. You know, and John brings up a great point, but you know, the kids that are the wealthier kids, the ones that are going to be able to afford those chips if there's a little a scandal going on in the school like that, are also the kids that are going to be having a more full, balanced meal as well. In West Hope, Bob, what's on your mind today?
Well, it called in about staying here and there for seeing Medora. I would think she'd be better off staying in Dickinson because there is it's not too far to drive to Medora and back and then go back the next day that way. Or stay in Medora. But driving from Minot down, that's like a five-hour drive. For a two-day Medora thing, that's a long, many miles to drive.
She might have had her North Dakota geography a little mixed up. But
stay in Medora.
Yeah, I mean, to me, I'm glad she brought it up because I think a lot of people have this idea because of the oil boom, there's no place to stay, and that's really changing day by day. There are more and more places being opened, so don't just assume there are not rooms. There are rooms.
And that's going to change a lot more because I think the oil is starting to taper downhill.
But for my liking, if you're coming to Medora to experience Medora, you got to stay here. You know, you got to stay. And again, the price points are different. You can go high end with the Rough Rider, which is beautiful, and the Badlands is you know, a very nice you know, touristy kind of hotel, and then the Bunkhouse is very economical. And they have some other choices as well. They got some condos here, and so there's a lot of different places you can stay. So
yeah, and then there's another thing out for talking about the school luncheon thing, the little snacks they get whatever through the vending machines. Well, when I went to school, we used to walk a mile at recess time. And not only walk, we had to run to get down to that little dinky store and get our 5 cents or 2 cents worth of candy and bites to eat and then get back to school again.
Yeah, and you said it right there. You had recess, too.
Yeah.
You went outside and play. I remember the list of requirements for school. You got a list that first day. Your parents had to sign off on it. You brought that list home. Snow boots, because in the winter you had to go outside and play. And it didn't matter if there was 4 feet of snow on the playground. You went outside and you played.
Yeah, and when I went to school, I was on Dad would take the team of horses and a wagon and put a bunch of straw in there, and we crawled underneath that with the bales or with the blankets over us and 2.5 miles.
I love it.
The way we went.
So, I bet that's one of your best memories, Bob, huh?
Backwards, barefoot uphill, right?
That is the best way to bring up kids, because they don't
I
want to respect the land then. Okay,
absolutely,
thank you.
Bob. Bob, thanks for the phone call. You know, that was the way to raise kids.
That's a neat story from Bob.
Yeah.
I mean, just think about that. Just, you know, how to this day, that's one of his best memories. Now, do you think our kids are going to say, boy, I remember when, you know, Dad and I played the Wii together. I'm not sure it has the same effect.
Yeah,
you know?
I know.
And, you know, probably video games, iPads, technology more than anything are what keep kids inside.
I actually saw a...
But this, I guess, like parenting again. That's,
yeah.
You know, get out there.
Yeah,
shut that thing off.
You going to buy your kid's birthday, you going to buy him a bike or you going to buy him a Wii? Yeah.
What do they want? What do they ask for?
What should they have?
Our youngest, one of her favorite things is the bike ride. But she also would be, you know, just a little bit of balance. You know what I mean? She'd also be the person who loves the iPad. She loves these little videos, right? To watch these short snippet little videos of different girly things, you know.
I actually saw a story in the news the other day.
But her favorite thing is biking. And you know what else?
Good for her.
Kids, I think, spell, you know, they just want time. They just want your time, your attention,
oh,
right?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I mean, even, hey, let's go run an errand. I mean, just, you know, that time when you're connecting with your kids, whether you're biking, whether you're doing anything. I mean,
yeah, it's kind of a little sad note on society. I actually saw a news story the other morning, and they ran down the top video games that were good for exercise. Because a lot of the games are interactive now, so whether it's the dance games or the ProFit games, they were running through video games that, hey, this one's the best one for exercise. I'm like, what an oxymoron that is. You know, you're going to play a video game to exercise. Get outside.
Yeah.
Go to the gym. Go for a walk. Take the dog for a walk. Take your kids for a bike ride.
Not complicated. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We're live in Medora today, North Dakota's number one tourist spot, 800-Medora-1. If you want to find yourself a weekend and come take in the musical at the all-new time or find a place to stay here, maybe do a little golf in the bully pulpit, whatever you want to take in, soak in, you're going to love it. I'm looking forward today to seeing the Harold Schaefer movie. That's at 1:30. And then at 3:30 is the, one-on-one conversation with Teddy Roosevelt. You actually get to ask him questions. So that's great fun as well happening here at Medora. So take it all in. So you're going to go with me on the North Dakota Historical Society going along with the Lawrence Welk Boyhood Home Purchase?
Well, like I said, I'm biased, and I think they should.
$100,000 for six acre parcel. It includes the home where Welk and his seven siblings were born. And you got your barn, you got your summer kitchen, you got your granary, you got your buggy house, blacksmith shop, and outhouse, too.
That sounds like a nice little private fundraising project. A little county society, a little you know, a little private entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
You know, why get the government involved with that? Why get my taxpayers' dollars? Would I support that as a taxpayer? Yeah. Should I? Probably not.
Yeah. I think here's my take. I just was getting lost in the actual site here of the location. This is history. And if we have a state historical society, it seems to me that's
that's their job.
What you do with it.
By definition, that's what they do.
Perfect world, yes. Do a private fundraiser. But if we have a state historical society with funds, to me, they ought to do it. More coming up. Don't go away, folks. We're live in Medora.
We'll be right back with more of What's on Your Mind after these messages.
Here's a really good reason to shop Nelson Auto Center in Fergus Falls. 7 new vehicle brands to choose from on one lot. That means you can take a test drive in a new F-Series truck, then a new Ram, and follow that with a GMC Sierra. What a great way to compare trucks and choose the one you like best and do it all in one stop. Nelson's a great lineup of great cars, vans, and SUVs too. Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram, plus GMC. Nelson Auto Center has them all. Your choice and the best buy always. And we deliver your vehicle free within 300 miles. NelsonFergusFalls.com, exit 54, Fergus Falls.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
What's in your mind? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. There's another number you need to know, 1-800-MEDORA-1 or Medora.com. We are broadcasting from Medora today, Scott Hannon and myself, Steve Bakken. This is What's on Your Mind, and we've got some guests from the Medora musical with us, from the cast, Chet Woolman and Candace Lively. Welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having us.
So what are your roles? Chet, what do you do with the musical?
I'm a Burning Hill singer, and I basically sing, dance, and they do other things, like there's a drumming section in the show, but my role in the show is just the Burning Hill singer.
So what's your background? How did you get down this road to come to Medora?
Well, my first year was 2003, and I played the bear.
A humble start to your
very humble beginning.
On the stage.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I've actually been coming out here since I was little, because my dad actually directs the show. And my parents met out here in the 70s, and it's always just been a part of my life. So
there are so many great stories when you talk to the cast and the people that have been involved with the musical. They've met their significant others. They've come here for their kids. Their kids has come. Mm-hmm. It's almost its own little family, isn't it?
It totally is. Yes, very much so. It's a special place, that's for sure. That's
Candace, how about you?
I actually found out about the musical through Chet. We worked together in Tennessee before, and then I just came out here in 2009 was my first summer. So, yeah, I'm a Burning Hill singer at the show and singing and dancing since.
What's your musical background?
I actually have, worked right out of high school, but I went to college for it as well, and then I started working in Tennessee at Dollywood. That's how we met, and then we came out here. So,
what's better, Dollywood or Medora?
Medora,
oh,
for sure. Totally different world, theme parks.
Well, your boss is sitting right over there,
right?
So I think you're a little biased, but that's okay.
We're talking with a couple of the Burning Hill singers that are part of the Medora musical cast, which, by the way, is at an all-new time now. It's 7:30 this year, first time in its 49-year history that it starts an hour earlier and a little more family-friendly, and actually the family part of the show starts at 7:15, so everything's a little bit earlier this year at Medora. Chet and Candace, tell us a little bit about the show. What's new this this year? What's
The new thing is the band shack is in the middle of the stage, which is nice because we get to interact with them playing and stuff. They get to come out and, you know, have little features and stuff, so that's nice.
You're not hiding the band members anymore.
No, they're not in hiding.
I don't know if they like it, but I think it's visually more appealing.
Yeah, for sure.
Tell us a little bit about the kids' side of that, because that's got to be a special part of the show for you guys, because everybody brings their kids out. And I've talked to so many people that their kids, and Scott's, that have gotten the bug, because there's a bug with entertaining, and it started here.
Mm-hmm. Because they get to come on stage.
They get to come on stage and,
you know,
so interactive.
Smile for the camera.
Yeah, and that is such a big part for the kids and for the families that come out here. Mm-hmm. And there's members of the musical that have gotten their start from that. You know, they were out here as little children and gotten involved with the kids portion of this,
right,
and have gone on to being in the musical or gone on to other things. To me, that getting that little spark in the kids has got to be, for you guys as performers and part of the musical, a little bit of a special piece to kind of get back and kind of feed the process.
Right. It's fun to watch them up there, because there's a certain amount of excitement that they get and the parents get. So it's very cool to see how they react as well, because they're so ridiculous sometimes.
Nothing like the exuberance of a child.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
So, yeah. And after the show, too, they get to come up and take pictures and all that, so I think they like that, too. That's really fun.
How much work is this getting ready for this? When does it start?
Well, we started about a month in. You know, it all depends on the weather, really. We didn't have really great weather in rehearsals this year, so we were working extra hours after was nice.
We start rehearsals in Minneapolis. We started May 13th.
And then we rehearse about 3 to 4 weeks.
Like 3.5 weeks, yeah. And then we open.
Mm-hmm. So it's pretty rigorous schedule until we open.
If folks have not been there, the setting for this is just unbelievable. And there's an amphitheater that literally is just part of the you know, landscape.
Right into the cliff.
It is. It's right into the cliff, and it just, you know, you take an escalator down, and you're in there, and the view behind is just incredible. There's about just shy of 3,000 seats there that are in the amphitheater. But you know, the show every year, just every time I've seen it, I always say, how can it get better every year? Just, it does. It's just total pure entertainment that is really, really, really good. You know, I mean, I think when I first heard about, the musical Medora, then kind of roll your eyes like, oh, gosh, it'll be, you know, kind of, you know, I don't know, schlocky or whatever. But it's pure entertainment. It's just absolutely wonderful entertainment that every year gets better. So if you've not been here, don't dismiss it as sort of being, you know, sort of a small town amphitheater. This is a show that is as entertaining as, in my view, anything on Broadway, and just family friendly. It's fantastic. Do you guys get used to the setting and forget that you're part of this incredible amphitheater, outdoor amphitheater?
It's funny, we were just talking about this the other day, how it's probably the coolest place I've ever performed at.
Ever, in like 10 years.
It never really gets old.
Yeah, you walk by.
Because sometimes
stage,
you're facing the other way, and then you look behind you, and you're like,
yeah. It's really cool.
Why are they even watching us?
It's got to be nice having that little bit earlier show time now, because you get to see some of that.
Right.
You really didn't get that much of an encompassing view for all the show, because it was a little bit darker when the show was going on. But now you get both. You get the pageantry of the hills. You get the pageantry of the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you see pictures when, you know, people have taken pictures of you, and then the background behind you. It's just crazy that, you know, you're singing in front of that. It's just weird. But
now, for folks that haven't seen it, how would you describe how the show ends?
Very patriotic. Yep.
That's a good way to put it. You're stirring up the patriotism of every American, right?
Oh, absolutely.
Giant flags, all the bells and whistles. So, yeah.
That's part of that Harold Schaefer legacy.
Yeah, right, for sure. Right. For sure.
It's definitely got to be there. Yeah.
And, you know, one of the cool things about the show is that it is different every year, but you always get some of those same elements where it is the patriotic and, you know, everybody, the stuff that everybody loves sticks around. So
I like the Mr. Bubble Car. It's one of my favorites.
Yeah.
Love the Mr. Funny. Bubble Car. You got to come to the musical to see what I'm talking about.
Never
awesome.
Gotten to ride it, but
come
that's
on.
Okay.
Aw, I don't get to ride it?
All right, last chance, Chet and Alice, to lure the Northern Plains to North Dakota's number one tour spot. How would you invite folks? What would you tell them?
Wow.
Right there, direct from a Burning Hill Singer.
A burning question.
A burning question for the Burning Hill Singers here. Yeah.
I would say that even if you've seen the show before, it is different every single year, and there are always new things to see. And this show, actually, this year is really great. It's one of the most fun that I've done out here. But it also, like I said a second ago, it has the same elements that you want to see every year coming back. So if you haven't seen it before, you'll love it. If you have seen it before, you'll love something new. So
yeah, and I think this year is a little bit different than any other year I've done it. with the band in the center, with just the different. It's just different. It's a different feeling.
Yeah, we've got some like moments where, you know, we become part of the rhythm section and all that stuff. So all that stuff is really new and it's really fun to do.
That's neat. It's
a different vibe this year.
Yeah.
Pure entertainment. That's how I describe it. It really is great. Well, thank you both, and congratulations on yet another great show.
Well, thank
great.
You
Thanks
so much.
So much. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Chet Wollin and Candace Lively, both Burning Hill singers, and we'll be performing tonight for Steve and I and 2,000 of our closest friends. Right here in Medora tonight. And it's at an all-new time.
You don't even need popcorn because we're going to go to the Pitchfork Fondue first. So
well, you still need popcorn.
Yeah.
Well, I always need popcorn. 49 years this thing has been going on. I mean, that's a great, great slice of history. What a run. And as I say, every time I see it, I say, how can it be better? But it is. So, but everything earlier now, an hour earlier, 7:30 on the musical, 7:15 the family show. And if you're doing the Pitchfork Steak Fondue or the Cowboy Cookout, you do that at any time between 5:30 and 6:45. So they'll get you down to the musical and get you there on time. 1-800-MEDORA-1 or Medora.com is the address. Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann was going to join us, but obviously is running a little bit late because of votes here. You know how it is. Voting or talking to a couple of talk show hosts about immigration and farm bills and everything else. So.
It's all about priorities. I did want to nail her down a little bit on and why she voted the way she did on the farm bill. And then, of course, her take on immigration.
How would you have voted in the Senate?
On which topic?
Immigration, sorry.
Immigration?
Yeah. 68-32 had passed.
With the caveats that I would have voted for it just because we do need to get a handle on who really is in this country. Do we have an idea? 11, 12 million illegal immigrants, conservative numbers. Do we know who's in this country? I don't think so. Do we need to get them at least without sounding over the top, we need to get them registered. We need to know where people are at.
Elections have
especially when they don't belong here.
Elections have consequences, and unfortunately we're seeing this idea of having to combine the two. I think anybody reasonable breathing Northern Plains Medora-like air today says, wait a minute, secure the border first and then go get a handle on the problem.
Absolutely.
And that's why what I consider what Senator Hovind did as an insurance policy.
Yeah,
that, look, if this thing goes over the House and does pass and does get signed by the President, at least that stuff's in it now.
But is it a moot point?
Because how do you enforce it?
This has been promised before.
Right. I mean,
pay for it.
What's different this time? All would be in my mind on his shoulders and the Republicans that voted in favor.
Hire as many border agents as you want. If you're not allowing them to do their job, what good are they?
Yeah, those are the things we got to get to the bottom of without question. But all the focus will now move on the immigration issue over to the House because it's passed the Senate. And Michelle Bachmann has said, no way, no how, not going to happen. So be interesting to see where her plan of attack is on that. And most of the House leaders have said, well, Senate bill is irrelevant to what we're going to do. We're doing something completely different. So,
yeah, as far as the farm bill, of course, I would have voted for the farm bill. We got to protect the family farm, but it's time. It is seriously time we have to look at separating the nutrition programs from the farm bill. You know, pass the farm bill as a farm bill. Just put in what the farmers and the producers, what agriculture wants and what agriculture needs. You know, it comes down to food security. And the one aspect of that that gets lost in this is we look at what's going on in this country from a food standpoint, and we've got the side that's on the nutrition programs wanting to have all these subsidized programs for the nutrition programs, the SNAP and everything else, but how are you going to pay for it? Well, it's funded. It's mandated. It's going to be paid for, but if you don't take care of the producers and the family farmers and the ranchers, guess what? Your costs are going to go up. Then how do you pay for it? Are you paying a little now, or are you going to pay three times that? I don't want to pay three times that as a taxpayer.
By the way, if you check out our Facebook page, you get a shot with Steve and I and Teddy Roosevelt. We stopped by earlier here at Medora. Also, a question, normal or not? Is North Dakota mulling a purchase of Lawrence Welk's home to allow tours of it? Should they do it? Would people go? Don says a private group should do it, not the state. Dave says, I think they should buy Scott Hinnon's house and begin preserving it for history's sake. Yeah. Maybe it's a science project. Kevin says, that must be why I paid more in state income taxes than federal income taxes for the last 2 years. Mark says, no and no, all his fans are dying off. Jonathan Cassette says, sounds like a good way to spend some cash. Kathy says, I love the show. Dad played like Myron Florin. One interested in the Mexico taxpayers have been owning his house, however. Well, it's the State Historical Society.
It should be private. And it is the State Historical Society. Generate the revenue privately if you can, and then we'll see where we're at from there.
They're deciding on July 12th. More of What's on Your Mind coming up with Steve Bakken. I'm Scott Hinnon. Don't touch that dial.
What's on Your Mind with Steve Bakken and Scott Hinnon. We'll be right back after these messages.
From the very beginning, our founding sisters recognized that if Mary College was to be successful, that it was a collaborative effort. And they looked to the community. It was just a handful of sisters when we think of that beginning faculty. But quite soon, they were looking to the community for leadership. So the collaborative spirit was what made possible the growth and, in fact, the University of Mary that we know today.
Right now at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac, you can own a 2013 GMC Sierra at the lowest price of the year. 0% financing for 6 years with approved credit or savings up to $9,750. See dealer for details. The industry's best pickup coverage includes 2 years of maintenance, 3-year bumper-to-bumper warranty, and 5-year powertrain warranty. Save right now on a 2013 GMC Sierra at Schwann Buick GMC Cadillac or online at schwanncadillac.com. We are professional grade.
Daryl is on the line from Odor Medicine. He's the man that can get rid of the smells, folks, the tough ones. It's a highly effective method to get rid of pet, smoke, sports equipment odors, that musty, moldy smell in your house. The solution is here out of Zeeland, North Dakota. Go to this website, getridofsmellnow.com. Use the promo code Scott and get a great deal. Daryl from Zeeland, North Dakota is on the line. How'd you do this, Daryl?
We've been doing research and development for over 5 years on the product. Chlorine dioxide is an oxidizer. When the Hart Building had anthrax in Washington, D.C., they used high levels of chlorine dioxide. So we realized there was basically a key component, chlorine dioxide, to eliminate odors. And with our R&D, we devised a provisional patent, and we designed a product, a liquid and a vapor version, to destroy the odor at the source.
This works. 100% money-back guarantee. Use the promo code SCOTT. Get free priority shipping and 10% off your order now at GetRidOfSmellNow.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bombproof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
This is What's on Your Mind. A couple of minutes left for you to weigh in on the news of the day. And or answer one of our normal or nuts questions today. We usually throw out a little normal or nuts survey on Friday. And we've concluded that any North Dakotan or for that matter, any resident of the Northern Plains that hasn't taken in North Dakota's number one tourism spot is not normal. Nuts. I don't want to go right out into nuts, but you know what you're missing out here. But anyway, we're talking about that. We're talking about Lawrence Welk and whether that's a worthy expenditure of State Historical Society funds, i.e. taxpayer funds, and also been talking a little bit about a new study that suggests higher taxes on high caloric foods is the way to curb obesity. So,
I will say this when it comes to pop. I read this story about a 31-year-old woman in Monaco. She went to the doctor with heart problems and fainting spells, learned her trouble had to do with the fact that she'd been drinking only pop for about half her life. Only pop, mostly
no milk, no water, no.
She drank nothing other than
okay. And we're surprised
about 2 liters per exactly.
Yeah,
you know, it's like anything else. She had no water, no milk, no anything. What it did was it messed up her potassium levels, it caused an irregular heartbeat, all kinds of crazy stuff. Hello, people. Excess.
Yeah.
Everything is fine in moderation. Nothing will kill you. In moderation. Just, it comes back to personal responsibility. You know, take responsibility for your life, your health. Do we want the government getting more into our issues? No.
73 degrees in Bismarck at this hour, heading for a high of 84. It'll be sunny most of today. Up in the oil patch, 72 at this hour and 81 degrees under sunny skies. We finally hit a nice weekend here. 72 in Fargo at this hour. Same temperatures it is right here in Medora, as a matter of fact. And it looks like there will be some cloud cover today, but heading for 79. So sun will be out by the evening hours again tonight in Fargo-Moorhead. Where am I forgetting? Minot. Should I tell you about Minot's forecast for today? You want to know, don't you?
Absolutely. I love Minot.
73 degrees right now.
I can get a hotel room there now.
81 degrees, the forecasted high for today.
And I'll be up there for the state fair, spending about 9 days in Minot.
You're getting fired up for that, aren't you?
I am. I very much am.
It's another good North Dakota stop. I'm kind of fired up about Journey.
Josh Duhamel is the...
an 80s band kind of guy.
Is going to be in charge of the parade this year.
In charge of the Grand Marshal?
Well, he's the Grand Marshal.
Yeah. I hope he's not there with a clipboard going, okay, you're unit number 25.
You know what? He would.
Yeah.
He'd wade right in. He'd lend a hand. I know he would. A
couple minutes left on the program. 701-258-0550, 800-228-0550. Medora questions? Lawrence Welk? Boyhood home questions? You know, a lot of folks on our Facebook page think nobody knows who Lawrence Welk is. Well, I get that, but you could probably say that about Teddy Roosevelt, right? I mean, that doesn't mean you erase history. Jeff in Lemon, South Dakota. Let's go to a place where they make
a gallon of milk a day, and I have for probably 25, 30 years. I'm 56. What do you think?
You probably drink whole milk.
Absolutely. It's 2,800 calories a day, and I'm actually in pretty good shape.
Is that your secret to good health, Jeff?
Well, I don't know. I seem to heal up pretty good. I've broke a few bones in my life and had a couple other things, and I seem to heal up real fast. But I don't know anybody else that drinks that much milk a day, but I have to have it. I don't ever drink water. I figure I get my water in my milk.
Well, if you drink that much milk, and if you're drinking whole milk and the caloric intake of milk, can you see the government taxing whole milk as opposed to 2% or 1% or skim? I could do that. I could see them doing that.
Yeah, I could too. Anything you like, they're probably going to try to tax or take away from you. But I just thought I'd throw that out there that there is somebody that drinks a gallon of milk a day. So I love the dairy farmers.
You're something, Jeff. Thanks for calling. I thought a guy from Lemon, South Dakota, would probably be big on lemonade, but no, milk. Gallon of milk a day, phenomenal. The grocery stores love you. Thanks, and the dairy farmers. That's pretty awesome. Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate the call.
I drank milk like a calf when I was little.
Don had a question on motels in Medora.
Well, it's pretty simple. Your options in Medora.
Rough Riders Hotel.
From top to bottom. If you want a five-star, best of the best, no bones about it, premier hotel, you're going to come to the Rough Rider Hotel. That's the top.
Newly renovated, yep. And then next would be Bunkhouse. No, Badlands.
Yep. Where we're staying. And I love the Badlands because it's got a little bit of everything. It's got the little pool and all the other amenities.
Mini golf course.
The mini golf course.
That would be like your, I don't know how to describe it, sort of just like your typical kind of roadside motel.
Yeah.
You pull up to the, you know, the...
it's quaint.
To the door.
It's quaint is the best way. And the best value, of course, the Bunkhouse.
Yeah.
And of course, if you're in Medora, there's also the American, which isn't one of the properties here, but there's another option there, too. So you have plenty of options, plenty of opportunities to go, and you can get there through one site, Medora.com.
Yeah, evidently, Don said that when he searched for places in Medora, all the results that came up were actually in Bismarck, so... I don't know why that is. I would just tell you that I would...
Don, go to the website.
As Steve suggested, Medora.com
or 1-800-MEDORA-1.
By the way, I've stayed before with the family at the Woolly Boys Inn, and that's part of the... You can book there as well. If you have a larger group, the Woolly Boys Inn is like a... It's actually a couple of suites that accommodate six people and has bedrooms with two queen beds in them, living room, you know, queen-size sleeper sofa, fireplace, kitchenette. So there's other accommodations. Basically, whatever you're trying to accommodate, family reunion or you know, whatever.
It's condos, everything you need.
Give a call at 800-MEDORA-1 at Medora.com. See you Monday, folks. And we'll have more on the Gabby Giffords visit.
Have a great weekend.
And lots of fun next week.
I'm going golfing.
Lucky guy, I got to go to the bully pulpit. God bless you, folks. Thanks for listening. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye.
Are you looking for a full life, one filled with fun and enriching activities and friends? Touchmark on West Century, a full-service retirement community, offers a fulfilling and carefree lifestyle. Whether you choose to live in a cottage or an apartment, you'll have access to Touchmark's Health and Fitness Club with pool. Call 323-7000 to schedule your tour or visit touchmark.com. Experience the full life at Touchmark on West Century.
Hi, I'm Gene Zimmerman.
And I am Kim here at Zimmerman's Furniture. Come in and celebrate our 18th anniversary with us.
This is big. We have instant rebates up to $1,000.
And no interest up to 12 months.
Oh, by the way, these balloons are worth a lot.
Let's pop a few and see what you get.
And remember, Zimmerman's will always save you money. At Zimmerman's.
Stop wasting countless hours scouring the web for survival gear when you can visit GearUpCenter.com. We specialize in the latest, most innovative products you can't find anywhere else. Products like the Crovo Multi-Tool, aquaponics systems, and our fully loaded bug-out survival trailer.
Tim Ralston here. I created GearUpCenter to bring you the latest quality-tested survival gear at the best price. Be sure to catch me again next season on National Geographic's Doomsday Prepper, where I'll be demonstrating my new Excalibur shotgun adapter system.
Get the gear your life can depend on at GearUpCenter.com.
And remember, prepare for the worst and hope for the best.
Attention, preppers. Think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape. The ultimate emergency repair tape. Used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks as part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees. Waterproofs electrical connections. And even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
It's time to prepare for an uncertain future at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival. June 28th, 29th, and 30th at the Val Air Ballroom in Des Moines. Tickets are only $6 per day or $12 for a three-day pass. Speakers include Jackie Clay of Backwoods Home Magazine, Dr. Bones and Nurse Amy of Doom and Bloom, and Jack Spearco of the Survival Podcast. There's 100 free conceal and handgun classes each day, and you'll gain valuable knowledge as you learn how to prepare with beekeeping, soap making, canning supplies, cooking with solar, gold and silver, seed banks, and water purification. There's even a free apple seed shoot for the kids. Check out the Youngevity booth and the health product line with pharmacist Keith Abel, speaking about natural healthy living. The Midwest Self-Reliance Festival, June 28th, 29th, and 30th in Des Moines, Iowa. Presented by My Patriot Supply and sponsored by Genesis Communications Network. Visit valairballroom.com for tickets and find us on Facebook at the Midwest Self-Reliance Festival.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment.
Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.